Shem Kol Yisrael, for the Refuah Shalema of all of Am Yisrael and the whole world. Atem Yodim, you know, Rosh Shlomo teaches, Ma'amrim Kol Rebbe Ma'ashmo Shel Chayidish Kislev. You know what the essence of Kislev is? Havav Ve'abet En Ba'alus Tzlil Domeh. Kislev, the Vav and the Bet sound similar, right? As Kislev, and that has significance. So Shlomo says Kislev is actually Kislev, which I always felt connected to because I'm Kislev. What does it mean, Kislev? Halev shelcha tzarech layot kli. This is a month where your heart becomes a vessel. Your heart becomes a vessel for what? Lema lev ugli? L'or agadol shehu me'ever l'milim. To the great light which is coming down in this month, which is beyond words. This, and especially now as we're preparing for Hanukkah, we're creating a vessel for the great light, which is beyond anything, beyond any words could say. Zomer. And of course, light is associated with Hanukkah, the candles, and we know that. So what's really happening? When I'm lighting my Hanukkah candles, where am I really lighting? Betoch libi. In my heart. Beautiful meditation. Think about it. I'm lighting my heart on fire. And right now we're receiving or opening up our hearts to receive that light. We're making the vessel. We're forming the vessel to really bring down that energy. Chanukah umamish tikkun lev. Chanukah is a fixing of the heart. And this is something Rav Shlomo talks a lot about, that this is actually the end of the high holiday season. We thought it was Yom Kippur. We took a few months. But really, we've just been developing ourselves so that we can fix our heart, not just our actions. Rabbi Nachman Omer. Rav Shlomo's, I would always say, you need two rabbis. Rabbi Nachman and your rabbi. So whenever someone wants to go deep, he quotes Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Nachman says, "Shekol aveira shata oseh, goremet shetenaseh adam achad ba'olam." Every time I do a sin, it causes that you're going to hate someone in the world. Right? It has a spiritually negative effect on you, and you become closed off to people. Madua. Why? Every sin kind of takes away the holiness of the heart. The heart is holy, but I desecrate it when I sin. And everything is dependent on my heart. If someone's angry at the whole world, he must have made some mistakes in his life, or else he wouldn't feel so angry. Your anger, it's probably because you're making mistakes, and that's why your heart's filled with anger. That's why after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Solech L'Kol HaChatayim Shelanu. Hashem forgives all of our sins in Yom Kippur. B'Simcha Torah Anachnu Me'Ta'atim Otam Achutza B'Simcha Rekudim. We kick them out on Simcha Torah with dancing and singing. Avot HaLev Atzmo, but the heart itself, Matai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matakin Oti. When does Hashem fix it? When does Hashem fix the heart? Matayu motzi et kol asina v'arua me'alev. When does he get at that anger, that hatred, the that comes with sin? Remember, every time you do a sin, you hate. And when does God get rid of the actual hatred? Matayu machzir lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu dusha shel yesh b'lirot et or shel hasheni. When does God allow me to only see the good in the other? We're just talking about not being judgmental. Of course, that was Rosh Shlomo's expertise. He just knew how to look at you and only see the good. And to just bless the other person. When do I see your beauty? The beauty in the other. B'Chanukah. Of course, we know that according to Rabbi Nachman, there's an idea of looking at the candles. Looking at the Hanukkah candles, and it's supposed to fix your heart. It's supposed to allow you to, just like when Hashem created the world, He created it with light. And He looked at the good in the world. So too we, in Hanukkah, we're able to see the good in each other. And Hanukkah, looking at the candles, cleans out our heart to only see the good. Hanukkah is manchel Aron HaKohen HaGadol. Of course, Hanukkah is also the time of Aron. Okay? Why? What's the connection between Hanukkah and Aron? You think of it? How are they connected?
Well, Aron's goal was to make a peace.
Okay.
But also, with the Kohen Gadol, he is part of the Menorah.
Yeah, the Maccabees. Exactly. They're all Kohenim, right? Yeah. They're all Kohenim. Exactly. So that's why he's talking about Aron Kohen. Hamumche shel Aron Aita, but what was Aron's thing, like you pointed out? Lasot shalom bin Adam l'chaviro. To make peace. Aron knew how to make peace. Ech osim shalom bin Adam. How do you make peace between people? First of all, get rid of their anger. Get rid of their hatred. That's why we sing so much and we daven so much, because it cleans out our soul, so then we can love the other person. If we're still full of anger, then we can't feel that love. Aron HaKohen hayta kedusha miyuchedet. Aron HaKohen had a very special holiness. Hayicholet lenakot et levavot misina. He knew how to get rid of the anger and the hatred. Zot bracha nefa, it's an amazing blessing. And I want to tell you, lo rak shekol pam shata chotea tasonech adam acher. Not just that every time I sin, do I hate another person? Kol pam shata chotea ta pachot ohev et hayeldim shelcha. Every time you sin, you love your children a little bit less. Whoa. There are two modes. It's very sad. Aval tzarich ladat etze, but you have to know this. Halev shelcha kfar lo lugamri tohor. Your heart is already not pure. L'chein ata tzarich lemaher l'te'er to mechadash. You have to quickly purify it. B'shvil yildim shelcha, for your children, so you could truly love them. If you're sinning, you're not truly loving your children. Or anyone, or anything. So very often on Shabbos, if you daven your heart out and you talk to Hashem, you just feel love for the whole world. Because it purifies us, and purity comes with love. Yodim tzrichim leiv tahor legamin. Children in particular need a pure heart. Hem tzrichim et ha'or azach biyotir. They need the purest light. Umatayim enakei HaKadosh Baruch Hu leiv shelanu mechadash. And when does Hashem clean out our hearts of all that anger, of all that hatred that came with the sins? Can you guess? Which holiday?
Chanukah.
So we can give our Torah to our children. Chanukah. Hakdusha shel Chanukah, hi she'em dolkim afilu b'emsa laila. The holiness of Chanukah is that they're lit up even in the middle of the night. B'emsa chashecha, even in the middle of the darkness. And we're davening for the future. If next year I also mess up, chas v'shalom, God forbid, make the light of Chanukah light up my darkness. Help me, Hashem, that the light of Chanukah should not let me hate any person. Asena she'or Chanukah yiten likol kach harbe kedusha. That the light of Chanukah should bring me so much holiness. She'kol achoshech shvaolam lo yikalkel et ahava lilim, that all the darkness of the world can't take away my love for my children. Chanukah u'atikun apnimi biyoter. Chanukah is the deepest inner fixing. Hachet lo rak she'u gorem lisno misho acher. Sin, not only does it cause me to hate another person, it caused you to hate yourself. Every time you sin, you go far from your soul, from your heart. On Yom Kippur, God fixing your soul in its root. And when does it really shine again? Matai shuv meir or miuchatcha, when did your unique light shine? Matai ta yachol labit ba meirah v'leor ta torah gadol, when can you look in the mirror and just see such a great light? V'lo klomnik, not just a klomnik, Chanukah. I want to bless you, Voti, and also me. Shemei Chanukah ele yitaknot, and these days of Chanukah just fix us. Shem yagia lepinot ha'chashuchot piyoter b'levinu, that it should go to the the deepest penetration in our hearts, to clean us out. Kol echad yedea shalilot Chanukah im aruchim yochashuchim yoter. We all know that the Chanukah is the darkest nights of the year. Longest nights. It means the light of Chanukah can go to the deepest, darkest places in our hearts and in our souls. And this dark night, I look at the holy candles, and suddenly I understand, Gevald, Zawar Chanukah, Gevald. This is the light of Chanukah. So just to summarize, Rav Shlomo's first beautiful teaching. Rav Shlomo is teaching that our inner fixing, our soul's fixing, is on Chanukah. And that is the time when we can feel the light shines down to our soul. All the hard work we did, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, shines down on Chanukah. And what happens then is that because we're hating other people, we didn't feel love towards other people. So God cleans out the hatred in our hearts, dafka on Chanukah, so that we can start seeing the light, the good within each other. And also, finally, he says that the light of Chanukah, it's the darkest time, but the light reaches to the deepest, darkest places. So even if you were totally disconnected from Hashem and from your fellow man, there's something about Chanukah that has the power to reach, to connect a person truly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's an amazing, you know, it's a beautiful Hasidic idea, but it's also so true. We see it in the world. That of all the holidays, perhaps ironically, what's the ones that secular Jews celebrate most? Chanukah and maybe Yom Kippur. But Dafka Chanukah was like basically a war of secularism, of Hellenism versus religious versus, and Dafka, a lot of secular people still celebrate Chanukah, which makes no sense. They actually understood the history. But on a deeper spiritual level, it makes a lot of sense because Chanukah has a koach to dig down deeper and reach the farthest places in people's neshamas and in the world. So there's some koach, some special power of Chanukah that can really reach us in the deepest, darkest, deepest way.
That's part of the idea of the third gate of Teshuvah, right?
What's that? What